Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Getting you all prepared for Bands on the Beach. Woo. Kicking off in a couple hours right now.
Yeah.
Over on the Casino Beach State. Going to be a beautiful night for that. Austin's in. That's his role this afternoon, making sure that you're fully aware of the weather conditions tonight.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I do best here.
We'll check in with Austin with the traffic and weather in just a second. But let's go ahead and look into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Century residents may see lower property taxes next year. The town council has tentatively approved a $9.2 million budget with a tax cut. Final decisions on the 2025-2026 budget and millage rate will be made at a public meeting. This will happen on September 22nd at Town Hall.
Number two.
And several fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa. SRC staff presented proposals for adjustment to park fees, as well as fees for boater registration, animal services, hangar rentals, and engineering reviews. Commissioners are set to review these options during Thursday's meeting.
Number three.
Okay, at the September 4th Escambia board meeting, County Administrator Wes Marino recommended ending the ITL contract over unpaid fuel bills and unauthorized trips. ITL provides public transportation for people with disabilities. The board also asked Marino to renegotiate the contract before its possible termination on September 30th.
All righty, and heading into your local headlines here.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
There we go. Banner better late than never. Let's see what we got here. Escambia County deputies have arrested several people in two separate burglary cases over the last few days. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says in one case, deputies responded to a suspected vehicle burglary and didn't find the suspects in the act, but did find them wandering the streets and arrested them after surveillance footage from a Ring doorbell camera was brought to their attention. In the other case, deputies responded to a reported burglary at a tire store, and the suspect led them to a residence where a second suspect was also arrested and merchandise was recovered.
Well, the lockout, lockdown, whatever you want to term it, terminated our terminology to talk about this, but City Hall was shut down after 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
So if you try to, you know, get access into City Hall, well, chances are that didn't work for you. A large presence of law enforcement was on site as an active threat scenario was playing out. This, by the way, was only a safety drill. The entire City Hall complex was closed and off limits to visitors. The exercise being held to enhance preparedness and strengthen capabilities across the city prior to, during, and following an active threat or terrorism.
All right, and the Pensacola International Airport, hoping to earn the title of Best Small Airport in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. 20 airports nationwide are up for the award, and the city is hoping our residents will step up and give them a vote. Voting open until Monday, October 6th, and participants are allowed to vote once per day per device. Top 10 winners will be announced on October 15th.
5:15. I told you Austin Price was coming back with weather and local traffic together. Here he is on News Radio, 92.3.
Yes, my existence makes you a man of your word, sir. Let's see what we got here. I got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also got some on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Those spots have been some of our headliners thus far, but we also have some issues now developing on Highway 90 traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Glover Lane. Those are a few of your worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, and as a result, we're going to see the highs start to creep up. Tomorrow, going to be sitting at around 90, but come Friday, it'll be more like 92.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Family homelessness in Florida rose 28% over 3 years, while rents for multifamily units jumping 39%. This was between 2019 and 2023. Nearly 904,000 renter households earning below 60% of the median income now spend over 40% on housing. Used to be the equation here was like 25% on housing or so. 40% on housing. Biggest influx of new residents seen from St. Johns County to Lee County. This was according to a recent study just released yesterday, I believe it was, from the University of Florida.
All right. And Florida Congressman Neil Dunn and Illinois Congressman Danny K. Davis have introduced the Sickle Cell Disease Comprehensive Care Act. This legislation would let states create health homes for Medicaid patients with sickle cell disease, improving coordinated care. Dunn says that organized care could enhance health outcomes and reduce complications for the 100,000 Americans affected. Medical professionals support the bill, emphasizing the need for better care for these patients.
517 News Radio 92.3, Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill facing abuse allegations here today. Jared Max has the story.
Day two of jury selection is underway at the federal courthouse in Fort Pierce, Florida, where defendant Ryan Wesley Ruth, accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump last September at the Trump West Palm Beach golf course, is defending himself. Prosecutors have asked the judge to instruct Ruth not to use words like "I'm sorry" when speaking to prospective jurors, accusing him of using the chance to generate sympathy. And as some of the potential jury members have asked for excusals based on hardships, one woman stood up to say she wouldn't be able to see Ruth as innocent, using the phrase, "I am MAGA." In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill denies claims against him filed by his estranged wife, Keita Vaccaro, that accuse Hill of having physically abused her 8 times, beginning with an incident in January 2024, 2 weeks after they were married. The former couple separated this April. The claims by Vaccaro included in her filing for divorce from the Dolphins wide receiver, whose attorney claims this is all about a shakedown for cash. Attorney Julius Collins stated to TMZ, these new allegations are further proof Ms. Vaccaro and or her counsel are set on partaking in a smear campaign in hopes that Mr. Hill will settle and give she and her counsel an unreasonable and unwarranted amount of money. While no criminal charges were filed against Hill, it is possible he could face NFL investigation regarding the league's personal conduct policy. Jared Max, Fox News.
And since we're on sports-related Florida stories here, I'll just also send it over to this. The main investors behind the prospective new Rays ownership group are meeting this week with MLB's ownership committee. It's an important step in gaining approval of the $1.7 billion deal. The Tampa Bay Times says that the committee is satisfied with the financial information and the vetting of the investors. They'll pass on a recommendation to the full MLB ownership, which will vote on the deal. A three-quarters approval is required. The sale of the Rays is expected to be completed by late this month or early October.
I wonder if that deal is pursuant they stay in the Tampa Bay area and not move the team to Orlando. That ownership you're talking about, they're a group of Orlando businessmen.
I don't know.
We'll follow that one for you, I promise. But, yeah, I was just wondering if this thing goes through, are they going to – would they think about moving the team over there?
Man.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Florida's Attorney General is urging a local prosecutor to drop murder charges. This is against a woman who shot and killed a man during a road rage incident, citing the state's self-defense laws. Eben Brown has this story from Miami.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says Orlando prosecutor Monique Worrell should drop her murder case against Tina Algeo, who fired her weapon at another driver following a road rage pursuit last year.
Who justifiably engaged in self-defense, who justifiably stood her ground.
But the prosecutor is pushing back. Worrell says the attorney general is politicizing the case. Worrell had previously been suspended from office in 2023 for not prosecuting certain cases, but won re-election last year. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, right on schedule here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many. Many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on Him and allow His Spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as He handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker about the wide variety of fee increases that the county is considering, from boating permits to engineering review fees to renting pavilions to dealing with stray animals. And many episodes of Days of Our Milton involving allegations of racism, perversion, nudism, and MRSA. Seriously. You can catch all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. The economy ended last year weaker than first thought. This is according to revised job figures from the Labor Department. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
An annual revision from the Labor Department finds employers added 911,000 fewer jobs between the end of last year and March. The so-called benchmark revisions take better accounting of new businesses and those that went out of business, reflecting a more accurate picture than the monthly labor reports. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the downward revision proves the economy was a disaster under former President Biden, adding it also shows the Bureau of Labor Statistics is broken and in need of new leadership to restore trust and confidence in the data. President Trump fired the director of the BLS last month, accusing the agency of manipulating employment data. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, stocks ending up today, drifting the markets closer to new records. Hillary Barsky's on News Radio 92.3.
The major averages closing higher and at record levels after data revealed that employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported in the year that ended in March of 2025, according to the Labor Department. The jobs data revision is boosting bets for a Fed rate cut at its upcoming policy meeting next week. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, energy and healthcare were the best performers, while industrials lagged. Tech stocks were mixed. However, shares of Google rose 2% for a fresh record close. And Apple stock fell 1% after the tech giant unveiled its new product lineup. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 525 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, there's actually a lot going on the roads here. We'll just touch on some of the hardest hitting spots for you. Got a lot of backups on Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. No confirmation of an accident, but it is strangely hectic over there. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, and a lot of congestion at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Those are just some of the biggest spots in Pensacola. We do have a lot of congestion starting to develop on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and we still got some on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 72 this evening. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days after that, with the temperatures getting back into the low 90s.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A new poll finding most adults in the U.S. believe poverty and homelessness are the result of personal choices. Gary Baumgarten has more.
The AP Nork Harris poll also finds that most Americans believe the government spends too little on those in need. The poll comes as homelessness is on the rise. The poll finds that a goodly number of Americans, 68%, believe poverty has increased over the past 25 years, even though data show the rate of people below the poverty line decreased over that same period. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the organizers of a Gaza aid flotilla, which includes Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's vessel, say a drone has struck its convoy passing through Tunisian waters. The global Samud flotilla issued a statement and said the explosion caused fire damage to the Portuguese-flagged boat's main deck and below-deck storage, but all six passengers as well as crew are safe. Organizers say acts of aggression aimed at intimidating won't deter the group from continuing with its mission. Tunisian officials rejected the allegation of a drone attack and suggested the explosion occurred inside the vessel.
Israel says it has launched an airstrike on senior Hamas leadership in Qatar. The IDF says those targets are directly responsible for the October 7th massacre. Trey Yingst has more from Tel Aviv.
We know that Israel today conducted strikes against senior Hamas leadership in the Qatari capital of Doha. I want to pull up this statement by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said this afternoon, quote, today's action against the top terrorist chieftains of Hamas was a wholly independent Israeli operation. Israel initiated it, Israel conducted it, and Israel takes full responsibility. Black smoke rising from the horizon in Doha this afternoon following those strikes that took place. Initial reports indicate that at least 2 out of 5 of the Hamas leadership there were targeted, including Khalil al-Hayya and Zahir Jabarin. Israeli media reports that the strike itself was carried out with around 15 fighter jets.
And the NYPD increasing security measures following those deadly Israeli airstrikes in Qatar. The department says there is no specific threat against New York City after Israel bombed a location where Hamas leaders were staying. The IDF says members who were killed were responsible for the attack, of course, on October 7th. But the NYPD coordinating with its federal partners and will continue monitoring any potential impact on New York City.
Let me talk about another attack here. The 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attack will be marked this week. So how are educators and parents teaching kids all about it? Tanya J. Powers has more.
The 9/11 Memorial and Museum offers resources for educators teaching their students about the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. Museum President Beth Hillman says a new film is available as part of their digital learning experience.
We make it available free of charge to teachers and students everywhere. And our educators actually run a live call-in, educational opportunity for students and other learners who want to call in while they're watching that on 9/11 to ask questions about it.
Hillman says 100 million Americans are too young to remember 9/11.
They're hungry for more information. They want to know how people responded and where they were and honestly where they are now, 24 years later.
You can find out more at 911memorial.org. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a woman is facing first-degree murder charges in a 1992 cold case after police say she admitted to placing her newborn son in a plastic bag and leaving him in a Coralville trash can. The baby's body was found at the Iowa City landfill in December of 92, but the case went cold due to limited information and DNA technology at the time. Now police say DNA evidence has identified Cindy Sue Elder as the baby's mother.
Well, Escambia's legislative delegation, Representatives Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, along with Senator Don Gates, meeting tonight, 6 o'clock at about a half an hour in the Molino Community Center. The meeting's designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of next legislative session. Coming up in 5, we'll talk some sports. You betcha. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The FBI involved in an investigation of the brutal murder of a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee stabbed to death on a train in Charlotte, North Carolina. The suspect, 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown, has a lengthy rap sheet. In a video posted on X, the president puts the blame on blue cities and their policies for a rise in crime.
For far too long, Americans have been forced to put up with Democrat-run cities that set loose savage, bloodthirsty criminals to prey on innocent people.
The FBI special agent in charge from North Carolina, James C. Barnicle Jr., says the suspect with a long criminal history.
It's hard to say. This man was charged 14 times. There's been numerous encounters with police departments. He was arrested by the CMPD in January, but he's still on our streets.
The victim had been living in a Ukrainian bomb shelter before moving to the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Stabil. Every fill-up or when you store, start with Stabil. Visit sta-bil.com for more information. After losing to USF, it's safe to say Billy Napier's seat is now burned. And next up for Florida is a tough trip to LSU. Yes, Brian Kelly impressed me to start the season beating Clemson, but that can't be the highlight of the Tiger season. Kelly better not let Napier have a redemption moment, because if he does, then all the scrutiny will swing back towards the LSU coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you've got a gas-powered engine, keep it running like new at every fill-up. Stabil In-Season Protection is your engine's preventative medicine, cleaning and protecting the entire fuel system in season. In outdoor power equipment, prevent gum and varnish buildup that could cause a rough or non-running engine. For cars and trucks, increase fuel efficiency and power by removing deposits, ensuring your engine's long-term health. Stabil outperforms the competition in independent lab testing. So at every fill-up, start with Stabil.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Too sentimental, your best bet's true, baby blue continental, hot funk, cool punk, even if
it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Century residents may see lower property taxes next year. The town council has tentatively approved a $9.2 million budget with a tax cut. Final decisions on the 25-26 budget and millage rate will be made at a public meeting on September 22nd at Town Hall.
Number two.
Several fees in Santa Rosa are scheduled to increase. SRC staff presented proposals for adjustments to park fees, boater registration fees, animal services fees, hangar rental fees, and engineering review fees. Commissioners set to review these options during Thursday's meeting.
Number three.
And at the September 4th Escambia board meeting, County Administrator Wes Moreno recommended ending the ITL contract over unpaid fuel bills and unauthorized trips. ITL provides public transportation for people with disabilities. The board has asked Moreno to renegotiate the contract before its possible termination on September 30th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scabby deputies arresting four people on burglary charges during the last several days. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the two cases were unrelated. In one case, deputies responded to a business burglary at a tire shop on Highway 29.
We get a call over the, about 2 days ago, that there was someone that looked like they were breaking into Dave Howe Tires. Our deputies found the suspect in hiding behind a church nearby, talked to him, and then investigators interviewed him, ended up going to a house, retrieved some of the stolen property from a previous burglary of Dave Howe Tires, and we also arrested another individual.
Well, Simmons says in the other case, deputies were called to a reported vehicular burglary. Deputies were able to identify suspects using footage from a nearby Ring camera to make the two arrests. Simmons says the overnight crew doing a great job while the community is safely sleeping.
All right, and starting next month, the city of Milton says they will intensify efforts to remove abandoned and inoperable vehicles from city limits. The city says that their initiative aims to enhance neighborhood safety and improve the community's appearance. Officials say vehicles without current tags or that wouldn't be legally drivable will be targeted. Any non-operable vehicles need to be stored in a garage or behind a fence.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Turn back the clock to 1985, not only for the release of Back to the Future. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Monday Night Football at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears honored their 1985 Super Bowl champion team at halftime, arguably the greatest team in NFL history. It wasn't the only 1985 reference in the first Monday night game of the season. For the first time in 40 years, an NFL quarterback making his first start in a regular season game led his team back from 10 points or more down in the fourth quarter to win.
McCarthy. Pass is caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. And somehow, some way, the Minnesota Vikings are on top.
On ABC at ESPN, Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy had a slow first start. He threw an interception in the first half, returned for a Bears touchdown. But in the second half, McCarthy completed 8 of 12 passes for 95 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a 14-yard score in the final quarter that put Minnesota in front 27-17 before the Bears got a short TD pass from Caleb Williams. But Minnesota hung on to win 27-24.
J.J., you're NFL debut here in your hometown, your family in the stands. You said you weren't going to think about any of that until postgame.
Oh, it's surreal. You know, your first NFL win, and, you know, I just can't be more proud of the guys up front. The defense, they were, you know, was struggling the first half for us offensively, and they had our back, you know, in the kicking game.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy with ABC at ESPN. Yeah, the kicking game. Vikings kicker Will Reichard booted a 59-yard field goal, longest of his career, tied the longest ever at Soldier Field. The Vikings have won their last six games at the Bears' home, a team record. Two nights from tonight, week two kicks off in Green Bay between the 1-0 Packers and 1-0 Commanders. Sunday, the 49ers visit the Saints. San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy, not definite to play, has a serious toe injury, also a bad shoulder. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and keeping with some NFL action here, the Eagles are bolstering their backfield at the expense of a Florida franchise. ESPN reports the team acquired Tank Bigsby from the Jaguars yesterday in exchange for fifth and sixth round picks in next year's draft. The running back racked up more than 750 yards to go with seven touchdowns last season, and he's also a reliable kick returner.
Okay, Pensacola returns home tonight when they begin their final series of the 2025 season against the Columbus Clean Stones. Pensacola, first pitch going out 6:05 over at the stadium. And college football, let me just give you a heads up. Thursday night, it is NC State and Wake Forest.
Yeah!
So that'll be a real barn burner of a game.
I hope we win, man. First true temperature gauge of where we're going to be.
Who are we, first of all? Are you the Wake Forest
fan.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and let me just, let me run down the SEC football schedule this weekend for you.
Sure.
Wisconsin, Alabama, South Alabama, Auburn, that's going to be a great game. Eastern Michigan at Kentucky, Florida at LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Alcorn State at Mississippi State, University of Louisiana at Lafayette, at Missouri, Oklahoma at Temple, Vanderbilt at South Carolina, Georgia at Tennessee, I'll be watching that game as well, UTEP at Texas, and Texas A&M at Notre Dame.
You know, I would say just a few takeaways from that. Obviously, Georgia-Tennessee's top game of the week. And Texas A&M, Notre Dame's up there too. Florida, of course, on a redemption tour. We're going to have to keep an eye out for them. But then I would say Missouri, probably maybe a little bit of an upset alert. You know, you said Louisiana Lafayette's playing Mizzou? Mm-hmm. That sounds like that could be a tough game for them. Louisiana Lafayette's typically a decent school.
They're not a bad team.
Yeah, and Missouri, they're dealing with some quarterback issues, riding high after a rivalry win. Sounds like a perfect opportunity to get punched in the mouth.
Now, they're not a good team. they're not a bad team, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And the San Francisco 49ers placing superstar tight end George Kittle on injured reserve. Multiple sources report that Kittle will miss at least 4 games. San Francisco will play those games over the next 23 days, including Thursday Night Football in Week 5 against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, pretty interesting in terms of that going down, you know. Also, I don't want to forget about UWF. They got a schedule coming up here, of course, 6 p.m. Saturday, Penn Air Field. What a setup this is. UWF playing Shorter. And Shorter is one of those teams that has a kind of a mediocre type of schedule.
Shorter. They can Western Florida or West Florida is not going to struggle with them. They have been a just atrocious program, and I don't say that to insult them. I say that because it's the truth. Just being objective, they have not been a very good program for several years now. I think I told you, Chris, they are over a decade removed from having a season of breaking 3 wins, so it's going to be interesting to see if they can do much beyond that this season, and even if they can, I don't know if they're going to do it past the Argos.
Here's today's health news.
All right, new test results show a decline in math and reading scores for U.S. high school students. Tanya J. Powers. That's a pretty good explanation for us.
U.S. high schoolers' reading and math scores have continued a decade-long slide, with some reaching historic lows. The numbers come from the National Assessment of Education Progress, better known as the Nation's Report Card. The assessments, taken in schools nationwide between January and March of last year, were the first since the pandemic for 8th graders in science and 12th graders in reading and math. In reading, the average score was the lowest in the history of the assessment, which began in 1992. In math, the average score was the lowest since 2005. Scores also reflect a growing gender gap in STEM courses, which include science and math. In 2019, boys and girls scored virtually the same, but in 2024, girls had a steeper decline. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a new British study shows that global warming is impacting America's sweet tooth. Climate scientists at the University of Southampton say as temperatures rise, so does consumption of sugary drinks and desserts in the U.S. Researchers found that Americans, especially those with less education and money, are consuming more than 100 million pounds of extra sugar annually compared to 15 years ago. They're warning that rising temperatures could have a detrimental effect on health.
And there's a problem with processed food as well, Austin. A new study finding processed foods can be a danger to those who are sick. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
A recent study suggests eating ultra-processed foods could hasten just about any type of death. The British study on patients ages 40 to 75 tracked diets of 187,000 people and finds that eating ultra-processed foods, especially if they contain certain additives, can speed up mortality occurring from any disease. The study published in the journal eClinical Medicine says 5 additive types were of particular concern: flavors, flavor enhancers, coloring agents, varieties of sugar, and sweeteners. Diets that contained 18% or more of processed foods showed increasing mortality risks. A diet that was 50% or more processed foods showed a 19% higher mortality risk. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right. It is 5:45, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll keep it as low as, what's the word? As quick as I can.
As truthful as you can.
Yeah, low intensity, because we've had a lot of issues on the roads here. Luckily, it does look like a lot of them are dying down, so I shouldn't be talking your ear off here. Do have some backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also have some on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And got some issues still on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area. As for your weather, around 85 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got some sunny, mostly clear skies in store for you over the course of the next several days. No rain chances in sight, and we're going to see the highs start to creep back up as a result. Going to hit their peak on Friday at around 92.
Yeah, those zeros across the board on percentages of rain all the way for the next 7 days. So the weather's looking great here. Not so great for the rest of the country. Rainy weather for much of the U.S. with air quality alerts and frost advisories also a concern. For many people today, Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more on this Fox weather forecast.
Scattered storms will pop up over sections of the upper Midwest, northern plains, and northern Rockies, as well as areas stretching from the central plains down into the Gulf Coast and Florida. A stalled front offshore will also bring the potential for coastal flooding, rough surf, and beach erosion for the southeast and the mid-Atlantic. Meanwhile, air quality alerts are up for the northwest due to ongoing smoke from wildfires and frost advisories also posted for interior sections of the northeast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Household income in the U.S. inching up very slightly last year. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The income of the typical U.S. household barely increased last year, essentially matching its 2019 peak, according to Census Bureau data, as persistent high inflation offset wage gains. The report also showed that the highest earning households received healthy inflation-adjusted income increases, while middle to lower income households saw paltry gains. Median household income adjusted for inflation in 2024 was close to $84,000, which is a 1.3% increase from the previous year. That's a drastic contrast from 2014 to 2019, when the median household income rose nearly 21%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. labor market creating just under 1 million less jobs than previously thought, according to revised figures from the government. Non-farm payroll data for the year prior up to March shows a drop of more than 911,000, and that's on the high end of estimates from Wall Street. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says the agency has not decided on whether to lift the 737 MAX production cap for Boeing. The FAA imposed the 38-plane production cap shortly after a January 2024 mid-air emergency. Shares of CoreWeave jumped today following the news that it launched a venture fund to invest in AI startups. CoreWeave Ventures has 9 portfolio companies at launch. Shares are currently up 4% in after-hours trading. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow up nearly 200 points and the tech-heavy NASDAQ setting a fresh record high, up by 80. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, over 1 million Ford drivers facing a recall here this afternoon. Get ready. Therese Crowley has an explanation.
It's a visibility hazard. Ford recalling nearly 1.5 million vehicles for a rear view camera defect, causing the image to be distorted, upside down, or blank. The recall affects a range of models from 2015 through 19. Ford Mustang, Lincoln Navigator, and NKC, the Ford F-250, 350, and 450, and Ford Expedition, Edge, Transit, Transit Connect, Econoline, and Ranger. 18 accidents blamed on it. Ford dealers will inspect and replace the rear cameras at no cost. In a separate recall, Canada auto parts supplier Magna is recalling more than 250,000 rear-view cameras fitted in select Ford and Stellantis vehicles. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And U.S. workers are increasingly uncertain about being able to move to another job. In fact, that confidence has hit a record low, according to a survey from the New York Federal Reserve out yesterday. It found that 45% of workers thought they could get another job, down nearly 6 points from July and the lowest since the survey started in 2013. It comes as hiring has slowed across the country.
The Senate Commerce Committee recently holding a hearing to discuss the current space race with China. Kevin Urinsky has more.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz described the new space race this way.
A strategic frontier with direct consequences for national security, economic growth, and technological leadership.
The CEO of the Coalition for Deep Space Exploration, Alan Cutler, issued this warning about China's desire to control space.
The country that lands astronauts on the moon next shapes the rules of engagement in space for decades to come.
Lieutenant General John Shaw, the former deputy commander of U.S. Space Command, warned of the dangers of the U.S. not coming up with a unified and coordinated approach, saying failure to do so could put the country
in a position of increasing disadvantage as we get further into this century.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Tradition has won again. Cracker Barrel pulling back from another update. Jenny Casola has this report on News Radio 92.3.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store is suspending all restaurant remodels after the social media backlash that also resulted in the chain scrapping a new logo, bringing back Uncle Herschel. The restaurant chain posted on X, "You've shared your voices in recent weeks. Only 4 locations out of 660 restaurants have been renovated. If your restaurant hasn't been remodeled, you don't need to worry. It won't be." The New York Post says even before the logo change, corporate cost cutters were forcing restaurants to make meatloaf and biscuits the day before and reheat the food to save time. The Post says the penny-pinching food prep ideas have also been scrapped. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 552 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting pop culture and frivolous headlines for you, along with one final check of the roads and weather right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Five heads up, Pensacola, the Beach Boys, of course. Austin Price taking a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, around this time every hour, we see a lot of our traffic issues start to die down. Still have some issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Same could be said for Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up, hopefully, for too long. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the next several days, with highs reaching back into the low 90s every step of the way.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a former Disney star making her music comeback. Michelle Polino has more on this.
Hilary Duff is returning to music with a new deal at Atlantic Records, her first album in a decade. The comeback will be captured in a docuseries from Sam Wrench, director of Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, and Billie Eilish Live at the O2. It will follow Duff as she records, rehearses, and prepares for her first live shows in over 10 years. Duff, who broke out with Lizzie McGuire and went multiple platinum with Metamorphosis, was last heard on 2015's Breathe In, Breathe Out, and her hit Wake Up recently toasted its 20th anniversary. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And speaking of hit singers, Lady Gaga will extend her Mayhem Ball tour into next year. She will kick off the 2026 dates on Valentine's Day in Glendale, Arizona. The tour will take Gaga to a total of 11 cities across the nation, including L.A., Austin, and New York City. It'll wrap up on April 10th in St. Paul. Ticket pre-sales start Wednesday with general on sale set for September 15th.
Okay, it's one of country music's biggest award shows, and they have released their nominations. Michelle Polino has this story on News Radio 92.3.
The 2025 CMA Awards nominations put women front and center. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than Lainey Wilson, Ella Langley, and Megan Maroney top the list with 6 nominations each. Close behind it is Zach Topp with 5. Riley Green and Cody Johnson scored 4 apiece. Morgan Wallen, Chris Stapleton, and Luke Combs landed 3 each. This year's Entertainer of the Year race features Wallen, Wilson, Stapleton, Combs, and Johnson. Wallen, last year's winner, is also up for Male Vocalist and Album of the Year for I'm the Problem. The 59th annual CMA Awards air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena November 19th on ABC and stream the next day on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Now, this is a bit puzzling, so stay with me here. An Orange County woman is facing felony charges after allegedly registering her dog to vote and having the animal cast a ballot in a California election. The LA Times says that the woman in Costa Mesa registered her dog Maya to vote in California during the pandemic and voted for the dog through the mail during the 2021 recall election of Governor Newsom. While that ballot was accepted, she was caught the next year trying to vote in the 2022 election and now faces felony charges that could lead to 6 years in prison. The woman had posted on social media about the dog voting in 2021 with pictures of Maya and the ballot along with an I voted sticker. Then after the dog passed away, she posted again saying Maya was still receiving a ballot.
The dog probably made better decisions. I would have to think on that one. Let me just I want to remind you real quickly here. Scamia's legislative delegation reps Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, and Senator Don Gates all appearing at 6 o'clock tonight. Just a few minutes from right now in the Molino Community Center. The meeting's designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of the next legislative session. We're talking politics here. Los Angeles mayor has thrown her support behind a longtime ally to be the next governor of California. Kirsten Goodwin has more.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass endorsing Antonio Villaraigosa in the 2026 race for California governor, detailing his leadership as the 41st mayor of L.A. and in the California Assembly.
When he became Speaker of the Assembly and brought in Healthy Families, which was a health care plan for children in our community years and years before the Affordable Care Act.
Villaraigosa saying he's honored, noting they've fought for progress together for 52 years.
Safe streets, clean neighborhoods, fair distribution of resources. We've stood up together decade after decade, and I couldn't be prouder.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is term limited and rumored to make a 2028 presidential run. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
National Hurricane Center is monitoring 3 tropical waves situated in the northern Atlantic Gulf and Caribbean regions. Currently, way too early to determine any possible impacts from those systems. I can tell you this. No activity in the Gulf of Mexico for the next 7 days. So sleep well tonight, Pensacola. All right, that wraps it this hour. In 12 minutes, more information and news on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.